News Talk 580 WTCM. It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 9th. It is August, and it is time for Travel Talk with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. You know, as people see literally the last days of summer just falling through their hands like grains of sand, they must be really hoping for a wonderful trip to a place with a lot of grains of sand come, say, January, right, Bonnie?
Lots of grains of sand, worldwide destinations. We can take you there if you want to get out tomorrow. Not a problem, but we have the perfect guest to do that with. Okay. Good morning, everyone. And today our guest is Scott Weisman. He is the president of a company called Travel Impressions. Many of our listeners know Travel Impressions. They know that the Travel Authority, we really just totally love working with the Travel Impressions. So without further ado, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bonnie. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning to you, Scott. Thank you so much for being with us today. As I was giving that that sort of imagery of as people are watching the last days of summer slip away, I know so many people are going, well, that's okay, because I have been talking to Bonnie from the Travel Authority. She knows people like Scott from Travel Impressions, and I will make sure that I get out of Dodge when it's time, right?
There are many times to get out of Dodge, but let's talk about basically, as we do this, and we talked about, you know, for years, and I know Travel Impressions, you work quite a bit with the travel agency community, right, Scott?
Well, that's all we work with. Mm-hmm. We like to consider ourselves the ones that help make the travel agent the vacation hero. We're the guys behind the guys, if you will. We've mm-hmm. been, you know, for 43 years, one of the largest North American tour operators, and one thing we're really proud of is that we only support and sell to the travel agent community, because they are the experts and the ones that can represent what, you know, their clients need better than anyone.
And like you said, a lot of times, you know, we do know that. We work hand in hand together with the Travel Impressions for sure. But, you know, why would you want to spend, if you're out there listening as an impossible traveler, why would you want to kind of go blindly into that investment that you're making, not only of your wonderful, you know, hard-earned dollars, but also the dreams, of your desires of a lifetime? And that's why we really appreciate this opportunity to bring Scott on, because we really want to talk to you about the coordination and answer. And as we go through this discussion, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, especially the different destinations and the different ways you can travel.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting. You know, people think with the internet, you know, having more and more content today about travel, that it makes it easier. But quite frankly, it confuses, mm-hmm. I think, a lot of people. I mean, including myself, with so many things out there, and you just don't know how to cut through it. You know, if you had to choose the number one reason, and it's hard to, because there's a lot, why you should only book through a travel professional, but they will save you money. And mm-hmm. I know that's kind of, people don't believe that, but it's been proven in a few studies that by using a travel agent, you will actually save yourself money, in addition to all the perks that you get, because they have the relationships and the global knowledge with suppliers like us around the world that really make that experience, you know, customized, and takes all of that into consideration and knows how to navigate a very, you know, complicated experience sometimes.
Exactly, and this comes as an individual traveler, and it comes from dealing, you know, traveling. It kind of is more fun with more people, but we coordinate a lot of groups. I mean, the destination weddings, reunions, corporate events, you know, definitely in different grand scales. But because Travel Impressions offers these flex groups with wonderful discounts and values, we know that, and we know how to take it, you know, and work with you to secure those free nights, free rooms, private events, mm-hmm. all those different things, because Travel Impressions is a great partner with us to do that.
Well, and you know, the Travel Authority obviously is, you know, at the top of the game when it comes to that, because they mm-hmm. do know how to navigate all of that, you know, a little bit easier than most. And so just the concept of being able to plan, you know, a wedding calendar, if you're doing a destination wedding and want to be able to book in an easy way before you get there, the ceremony that'll take place, or even just some of those little plan ahead services like golf tee times, mm-hmm. and children's services and tours and excursions and dinner reservations. Those things are done so much more seamlessly, you know, through a travel agent than they would be on your own, for sure.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And we've all seen changes in our industry, right, Scott, where we were looking at the makeup of the multi-generational families. And we're seeing from babies to grandparents, groups of friends, the bachelorette parties. But there's a lot of benefits there because of, you know, doing something like that. There's a lot of experiences that we can do, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is the beauty of it. It used to be that these multi-generational were even just family experiences, but I would actually say multi-generational cuts across a, you know, horizontal line too, where people are bringing their friends as well and neighbors at the same time. And that's a lot of different interests that need to be coordinated and make sure that they work. And we're seeing that change actually too with a lot of the properties that have reciprocal rights. For example, on the beach, one might be an all adults experience and the other family that are right next to each other, where that you have the freedom to kind of go to whichever one you want to at that time, depending upon which family member or friend is interested. So we see that changing, and the products, particularly in the all-inclusive market, adjusting to it quite well.
Definitely. So let's talk about an all-inclusive. What is an all-inclusive for those who may not know that?
Yeah, all-inclusive is almost exactly as it sounds, but basically you're packaging together, if you want, your air along with your accommodation, which includes all your food, some snacks, room service in some of the five-star properties as well. All of your drinks and soft drinks are included. There's the use of all the activities around the pool and daily activities and resort entertainment, and gratuities and taxes are all done. So it's really not just for those that want to make sure that they're on a budget and can keep their costs in one particular budget number, because it still gives you the flexibility and freedom to do lots of things. And all-inclusives today are very different than they were even 10 years ago. They're now more individual and a la carte type of experiences that still don't take more money out of your pocket while you're traveling.
Definitely. And we find a lot of the value in those sun and sand destinations, as we call them, throughout Mexico, let's say, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, and other Caribbean and Central American destinations. And as I think you'll agree, Scott, it really is the key to having a totally stress-free, luxurious vacation without breaking the bank, as you said.
Yeah, it does kind of give that perfect balance, and it's an environment that, you could also, add on maybe water sports that are motorized, or do some additional excursions or sightseeing as well, too, so you don't have to feel that you're, just staying in one particular area. You still have the freedom to do that as well.
Wow. Right, definitely. So let's talk about a little bit more as to when do you recommend going for an all-inclusive vacation?
Well, I we recommend them quite often because of the different diversity in the different properties today. Mm-hmm. So today, what used to be kind of an off theme every once in a while, where there would be a food and wine focus or a spa retreat, now there's specific properties that are catering to that as kind of in the ethos of what they're delivering. So today, it doesn't have to be a one-time thing. I mean, we're already talking about watching summer fade away. Well, if you book really carefully today through the travel authority, you might never have to see winter if you do it right.
And
you could experience entertainment-themed all-inclusives, where you could follow maybe your favorite band because they're now performing more and more in places like that, or go on an amazing wine and food experience, or just a holistic spa retreat at the same time. So you could really fill all of your passions and rewards for yourself, whether it's family or individually, self-improvement, and never have to touch cold weather again and travel through the Caribbean and Mexico doing that.
Scott, there were a lot of thumbs up in the studio when you said that, no doubt about
four
it.
Four of them.
And we have some, it's interesting because now after a lot of our clients have gone to various, we call brands, the types of hotels and so forth, they actually are coming and saying, I want to go back to that Secrets Hotel Resort or whatever. And you have most of the top brands I'm looking at right here.
Yeah, we do. Secrets is one of the most popular brands that is an adults-only experience, and it is very five-star. I mean, they include, top-shelf open bar. Mm-hmm. There's no bands to wear around your wrist. You can dine when you want. You can do room service, and many of their properties have actually like iPods in the room, or iPads, where you can order, you know, full gourmet, you know, room service, and all of that's included as well. Along those lines, we see a lot of people choosing Dreams for family. Palace resorts are very, you know, popular with us. Hard Rock, Palladium, Charisma. So we do have a huge variety of choice.
And depending on the region we're coming out of, it's interesting to see how you see some trends and destinations. But from the Midwest and even the East Coast, Cancun, the Riviera Maya, and others that, you know, that are the most popular, we see going more and more back and forth, Cozumel, Tulum. They're kind of hard to beat, Playa del Carmen area. But because why, Scott? They're developed for tourism for this region because anywhere else in Mexico, because they have the hospitality down to a science, right?
Well, that is true. Mexico is, you know, what I consider one of the top, if not the top, as far as that amazing service experience and warmth and welcoming that you're going to get through these resorts. And these areas also, the beauty is when you say Cancun, it's more than just, you know, saying, oh, Cancun is a single destination. There's so many sub areas or beautiful private beaches or on nature reserves where a lot of these resorts are, you know, giving back and putting amazing views that people just didn't think were possible. So there's so many nooks and crannies, I would say, particularly through Cancun region and other parts of Mexico, even the Pacific coast, that really make it an experience where you do feel that you're almost isolated on an island versus just being, you know, attached and being landlocked facing the beach. It's amazing.
Yeah, that sounds amazing right now.
And in the Caribbean, what do you see as the most popular areas, the leaders in the all-inclusive space?
Yeah, in the Caribbean, you know, I mean, that's 30 islands, so it does have a lot of choice as well. And there, I think what's nice about the Caribbean is, again, the choice. I mean, you've got everything from Antigua, Aruba, you know, popular Bahamas, of course, is very popular. But we've seen, you know, places really coming on quick. You know, St. Lucia, St. Bart, St. Martin are doing quite well. And so we're excited because of the breadth that you can have in the Caribbean. And those same, you know, resorts that people have come to love from experiencing them maybe first in Mexico are finding that brand now exist in those areas as well. And so that's great, because when a brand does such a great job that the clients want to follow it as it develops and grows, that makes all of our jobs a lot easier.
It does. And as we look at other destinations that you offer and specialize in, you know, because your portfolio really spans the world, so let's talk about a little bit more than the Mexico Caribbean. What else is out there, do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. We do represent over 200 global destinations covering everywhere from, you know, Central America, South America, Asia, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, all the way out to Fiji and the islands. So there's lots of choice. So if you don't want to do all sun and sand and want to experience, you know, for example, what a country might look like at a, you know, through places through Europe or even an Asia experience with cruising, we can do all that as well. And what we're seeing is people are still going very hot and heavy for Europe. It's always a perennial favorite, enjoying Italy, you know, looking through the Greek islands. And we've also seen quite a lot of interest in Asia as well. People traveling to mainland China has increased with us over the past couple of years as well, which we're really excited to see.
You know, it's a timeless destination for romantics, those history buffs, foodie travelers, and more is Italy. And it continues to be extremely popular. In a lot, it spans the country itself, right?
Yeah, it's more than just, you know, Venice, Rome, and Florence. People are expanding and getting in the Calabria region or down into Sicily. And even, you know, a country that, you know, is so amazing in food, people are finding that it is regional within Italy more than they even expected. So that's kind of exciting when we can, you know, help build out those types of experiences and make them available to the travel professionals, and they can introduce maybe as new experiences for their clients outside of just the all-inclusive.
And there's something new in Italy, correct?
There's always something new.
Yeah, I know.
When we go in Italy. Yeah, we have a couple different experiences in Italy. We do have, like I mentioned, a southern Italy, but we also have a private multi-day itinerary with drivers and guides that's unescorted, that includes daily tours and more experiences. So it's a very nice private way to do it if you wanted to travel and have a lot more flexibility while you're traveling. And then one of our options also is we have an amazing array of villas all through actually Europe as well, including the Caribbean. And so if you're looking to get to Tuscany and kind of do something different other than that, you know, travel through a hotel or even with multi-generation, a villa is an amazing experience as well. And that's very popular for Italy as well.
In other areas in Europe, correct? As I'm looking down, like the classics, like France, Spain, you know, England and so forth, right?
Yeah, the villas experience is quite large for us. I mean, today we're, you know, looking at, you know, well over 2,000 villas offered around the world. And that's also a product that really should be vetted through a travel professional because they are complicated. They're all very different. They're not necessarily linked with a big brand, but there's some amazing experiences. But you want to make sure you pick the right one for what you want to experience.
Definitely.
So a villa in Tuscany sounds like the name of a movie or some sort of great dream I had.
Right. Yes,
well,
there it was
does.
Villa
movie, right?
In Tuscany.
There was Under the Tuscan Sun. Right?
Yeah, and you know what? That, I think that book started me on my Tuscan obsession that I have yet to satisfy.
Well, we're going to have
to
change
think about that,
that
Scott. What do you think? Think we can get that satisfied for Colleen? Definitely.
Yeah, I even think if you want to work from there, I'm sure we can get a phone line in.
I love it.
All right, we'll talk to the boss about that one because that would 100% work for me.
Yeah, that is amazing. And you know what? I just have to say that when it really comes down to it, everybody has their dreams, where they want to go, where they want to, what they want to see and what they want to do. And you really need someone who understands how to navigate that and how to get those dreams to become a reality. I mean, we do have so many options now in this digital age, but we really want to make sure that we're spending our time and our money wisely, getting the experiences that we want and that we're hoping for.
Yes, definitely. And Scott knows that well because, I mean, you've been in the industry long, but you're also a leader in the industry, and you see these trends, correct?
Yeah, we do watch trends pretty closely. And a lot of it we hear from the travel professionals that tell us what people are asking for and what they want to see. And it helps us develop, for example, we have what we call dedicated vacation flights from more than 20 cities in the U.S., and there's more than 200 weekly flights that we, you know, can provide seats on that are going direct from places all through the U.S. and get you onto the beach, for example, at an early time and go home at a late time to do that, as well as looking for new destinations. We're launching this year Iceland in September and Colombia later in September as well, and that came from the request coming from our travel professionals saying we're getting more and more people interested in these destinations. What can you do for us? So we really try and keep a beat on what's going on through an amazing product development team that's on the road all the time looking for new experiences, but more importantly, hearing from the travel professionals what it is their clients want to experience, and then we kind of put it all together and get it done in a way that, you know, the clients would expect, that does help us lead to great awards and recognition. I think this past year we were lucky to be recognized 35 different awards, all from our travel partners, this past year for different levels of service and what we do, and we couldn't be more proud.
You know, and it's interesting. I've read a recent article when you spoke at the Caribbean Tourism Meeting, and something that I'm asked a lot of times, well, is the Caribbean kind of, you know, old hat? Is that something that people don't go to anymore? Uh-uh. You see the trend that it's going to be growing over these next 10 years.
Yeah, the Caribbean is definitely anything but stagnant as far as people wanting to visit. And it has everything that everyone's looking for in a destination. It has convenience to North America. It has amazing weather. It has diversity in product. And it continues to grow and get investment from different properties all over the Caribbean. So they are the ones who, I think, started, really, that all great beach vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Then people assume just because it's been around a while, well, maybe there's nothing new, but it's quite the opposite. And a lot of them are coming on strong, and we couldn't be more proud to help support that part of the world. When we look at our offerings in the Caribbean, it's probably more expansive than any time I've ever seen, particularly in the 5- and 4-star experiences, which, you know, has come a long way from the, you know, 70s and 80s.
Well, Scott, you've been in the industry a long time. I have, too. And one thing that we're never, it's never been as stagnant. It's always reinventing. It's always growing. It's always offering, as Crystal was saying, those new things, those mm-hmm. new experiences that people want to do. And the great thing about working so closely with Travel Impressions is that you all have the vision. You all have the vision to keep going and working with us to make our what we all do the best experiences for clients.
Yeah, I mean, our tagline is, your success is our destination. Mm-hmm, and that's really how we sum up everything that we do. And we know that you don't stay around 43 years if you don't keep true to what you do, but keep reinventing yourself and bringing new things to market and keeping up with consumer tastes and trends. And so we love that challenge. That's the best part of the day, is to try and figure out, you know, to help get something to the travel agent through education and mm-hmm. experience that's really going to develop into a good trend for our partners, you know, all around the world.
Well, I think that's a great way to end our interview with together and our time together. So Scott Weissman, president of Travel Impressions, thank you for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure.
And thank you so much to Bonnie Pintozzi with the Travel Authority. Hey, if you want to get somewhere, Bonnie knows people.
I do.
And she knows how to get you there, thetravelauthority.com, or just call any one of their offices, and you can get started. Start dreaming and then start doing, right, Bonnie?
Definitely. Let those dreams become reality.
I love it. Bonnie Pintozzi with the Travel Authority. Until we meet again next Wednesday, that is the show for today. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, it is Tracy Kurtz, who's joining us from Turtle Creek and Leelanau Sands Casino. We're winning this Wednesday with Turtle Creek and Leelanau Sands, and Tracy on Winning Wednesday.